This week's Parsha, Parsha's Ha'azinu, is a difficult Parsha that often gets lost in the shuffle. We don't pay so much attention to Parsha's Ha'azinu. And the truth is we really should, because the Sifri writes a very famous comment when they talk about the description of the Shiras Ha'azinu that we read in this week's Parsha. The Sifri writes the following, G'dola Shirazu, this Shira that we're going to read this Shabbos, although the words are very difficult, and all of the meanings are very difficult, and there's very extensive Rashi's in this week's Parsha trying to explain all the phrases and what exactly it's a reference to, says the Sifri, G'dola Shirazu Shiyesh Ba'achshav, because this Shira that we read describes what we are living through now. Yesh ba l'sheavar, it describes all of our history from the past few thousand years. V'yesh ba l'asid lavo, and it also describes what asid lavo, what chiyas hamesim and yimos hamashiach are going to be like. V'yesh ba ba'olam hazeh, says the Sifri, it's a description of our world, olam hazeh. Yesh ba l'olam haba, it's a description of olam haba as well. So there's a lot going on in the very short Shiras Ha'azinu that we read this week. It's not just on the simple level, the way you read it, Shnai Mikra, and fly through with the Rashis, maybe, if you're lucky, but there's a lot going on, deep meaning here. The Sifri then goes on to say, how do we know that all of this is included? How do we know Shiras Ha'azinu is a somewhat context of the entire history of the world of the Jewish people? So the Sifri writes, it's based on the Pasuk, Vayava Moshe Vayidaber es kol divrei hashira azos ba'aznei ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu says, kol divrei hashira azos to the Jewish people. And the Sifri says that kol divrei hashira azos means that it includes all of the words of everything that is going to be, everything that was, and everything that is right now. So this is a very important introduction to be aware of when you approach this week's Parsha. Sometimes it gets lost between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, but it's something we should give a lot of very careful attention to, because it's something that really includes and encompasses a lot of our history and a lot of our future, and it's something that we should know quite well. In the Sefer Shalshelas HaKabbalah, there's a famous story that's told about the Ramban. The Ramban, one of the greatest Rishonim that ever lived, the Ramban has a student by the name of Avner. And Avner, as we know, some people might know, became an agnostic. Avner was Yatza L'Tarbus Ra. He no longer kept to the faith, although he was a very close Talmud of the Ramban. He went off. What you see is that even in the times of the Ramban, there were people who were learning in his yeshiva who also, for whatever reason, things didn't work out the way they were supposed to. So the story goes that one time the Ramban asked him, what happened? What turned you off? What made you go L'Tarbus Ra? What happened to you? You used to be a loyal Talmud, a faithful Talmud, and all of a sudden, next thing we knew, you were no longer observant. So the Ramban gets the following answer, the following response from his Talmud Avner. And the response was that you, Ramban, taught us in Shir one day, when we were learning Parshas Ha'azinu, you taught us that everything in the history of the entire Jewish people is found in Shiras Ha'azinu. And I didn't believe that. I said, there's no way, it's impossible. And because of that comment of you, Rabbi Ramban, I went off and I said, if my Rebbe is making up stories and he's telling us lies, I can't be observant anymore. He's not telling us the truth. So the Ramban was a little taken aback, and the Ramban turns to his student Avner and he said to him, well, Avner, I still hold by what I said then, and I still believe it's true that anything that ever was and anything that ever will be can be found in Shiras Ha'azinu. Is there something in particular that bothers you, asked the Ramban? Is there something that you know of that you didn't find, that you were looking for? So he says, yes, I challenge you, Rebbe. Where does it say in there about Avner? Where does it say me? Where am I alluded to in Shiras Ha'azinu? The Ramban went off into the side, he went off to the corner, he offers a tefillah that he should have the insight, he should have the wisdom to figure out where his Talmud Avner is somehow mentioned in the Shiras Ha'azinu. And on the spot, the Ramban's tefillahs were answered, and he turns to his Talmud and he says, the Pasuk says, Amarti afapeyem ashbisa me'enosh zichram. That's one of the lines in the Shiras Ha'azinu from this Parsha. And he says, the Ramban, if you look at the third letter of each of those words, it spells out Rebbe Avner. And therefore he says, that's the allusion to you. His Talmud then was so taken aback that his Rebbe the Ramban stood by his words and felt that he can find an allusion to anything. And he, it says, Peneim Chafu, he was so embarrassed, he was so ashamed, and he walked away from the Ramban and he didn't know how to respond. Again, it was obvious that the Talmud Avner went off for other reasons. He was just blaming it on the Ramban because the Ramban made this one comment that he didn't believe. The Ramban then proved to him that it was true. And that's why the story is brought down, and what you see from all this is that Shiras Ha'azinu is something that we have to study very carefully. It's something we have to give a lot of attention to. Obviously, in the 10 minutes we have left, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I want to focus on one point of the Shira that the Ramban himself picks up on in this week's Parsha, which I think is a very important point to be aware of. In Parshas Nitzavim, if you go back just 2 weeks, The pasuk says the following: V'haya ki avo elecha kol advarim ha'ele. When you will have all these terrible tragedies that will befall the Jewish people, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata bekolo, and you will do tshuva as a result of all the tragedy. What else are you going to do? You're just going to ignore it? V'shav Hashem Elokecha shvuscha v'richamecha. In response to your doing tshuva, which was in response to all the tragedy, God will then accept your tshuva. V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, and then He will bring you back. Asher hafitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama, God will bring you back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Even if you have people who are living in far-fledged countries all over the globe, God will take you back from all those places. And the reason why the Torah says is because and the Torah says clearly that this is going to be dependent. This is going to be conditional. God will take you back to Eretz Yisrael if you believe that tshuva is the way to go. If you believe that you have some sort of regret for all the mistakes that you've made, then v'shav Hashem Elokecha shvuscha, then God will take you back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple and clear understanding of Parshas Nitzavim. We then come to our parasha, Parshas Hazinu, where the Torah states as follows: Ki adin Hashem amo v'alav adav isnacham. When God is going to have a din with the Jewish people, and it's going to be a terrible time, v'alav adav isnacham ki yira ki yaz l'siyad, then God will see that the Umos HaOlam have gone crazy, have been massacring the Jewish people. And finally God will realize, Ki Esel Shamayim Yadi, God swears, God raises His hand, so to speak, and He says, Chai Ani LaOlam, just like I am alive forever, I swear to you, Jewish people, Ashiv Nakam Litzarai, I will take revenge and retribution from those who have made the Jewish people suffer. V'chiper Admaso Amo, and the land of Israel will be the Kapara, and all the Jewish people will come back. So the Ramban points out as follows. Let's listen to the Ramban this week's parasha. This is the way he says it. V'hine, Eim b'shira hazos t'nai b'tshuva v'avoda. God says, I will take the Jewish people back after seeing how much they've suffered. I'll take them back to Eretz Yisrael. V'chipra ad maso amo. That's going to be the end of the story. Everyone's going to be back in Eretz Yisrael. This is not a t'nai b'tshuva. This is not conditional. Nowhere in our parasha do we find that the only time that you're going to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael is if you go through the steps and process of tshuva. Rakush Tar Edus is just God laying out the facts of what history will show us. Shenasa Aros V'nuchal, that all these terrible things are going to happen. V'shehu Atzmo Yizbar Yasa Banu B'tochach Loschama, God Himself is going to be behind all of this terrible tragedy that we suffer. Ava Lo Yash B'sichreinu, but He will not destroy us. He will not allow us to be decimated. V'yashav Yisnachim, and will come a time when He will be calmed down, so to speak. He'll be appeased. And then God will take revenge from the enemies and He'll bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So here's a major problem. 2 weeks ago we have in the parsha that we're going to have tshuva process, and as a result of the tshuva, we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden in our parsha we're told that there's going to come a time when the Jewish people are going to suffer terribly. God is going to take revenge on our enemies and then bring us back to Eretz Yisrael without tshuva. So which one is it? Which one is it? Do we get to come back to Eretz Yisrael even without a tshuva process? Or do we assume that without tshuva, that's axiomatic, that's conditional? And without the tshuva, you're not going to be able to have that experience of coming back to Eretz Yisrael at all. This is a major problem, it's a major question that is raised between the two parshiyos. And perhaps the suggestion is given as follows, based on the words of Rav Moshe Kudavera. Rav Moshe Kudavera was one of the greatest mekubalim in the 16th century. He lived in the 1500s. He was one of the tzaddikim who lived in Svat at the time of the Beis Yosef. He was the Rebbe, I think, of the Arizal, if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbe of Reb Chaim Vital. So he was a really great figure in the 1500s. And he was the brother-in-law, actually, of Rav Shlomo Alkab, who wrote the Lechadodi. The story goes, he writes in his introduction to the Sefer Pardes Rimonim, the story goes that he had a dream one night. He had some sort of revelation in Ruach HaKodesh that he was told that he should go ahead and have a chavrusa with his brother-in-law, the Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, in Kabbalah. And that's what got him going into the whole sphere of Kabbalah, and he wrote many monumental svarim about Kabbalah. He was a very important figure in the life of the Mekubalim in the 1500s. So he writes as follows. Bein zachu, bein lo zachu. The Jewish people, whether they have the schus, whether they have the merit or not. Bein shavu, u bein lo shavu. Whether they do tshuva or whether they don't do tshuva. Be'iteha yavo. When it comes time for God to bring the geula, it will come. There's no question about it. That has nothing to do with our merit. We're going to get there, whether we like it or not, whether we're worthy or not, the Jewish people will come back to Eretz Yisrael. That's unquestionable. Ela zechuyoseim yamdu lahem levad. Our merit does make a difference for one point, and that is the following. V'heim im yizku yiru. If we have merit individually, we will be able to see that time. V'im lo yizku, but if we personally do not have merit, yovdu mitoch hakahol. God will make sure that we are not going to be a part of that incredible period in history. So again, he lays out the law for us and he says, there will come a time when the Jewish people will come back to Eretz Yisrael whether they like it or not. Whether each one of us is going to be a part of it, that's the question. The Jewish people as a whole certainly are going to come back. But will you have a part in it? That, says R' Moshe Kudavero, is not so simple. Now why is this so obvious, says R' Moshe Kudavero, Bahatam? Why will God bring us back to Eretz Yisrael at a certain point? Why doesn't he just say, forget about it, the Jewish people aren't worthy, why do I need them at all? Why does he have to start sifting through and seeing who's worthy and who's not? If as a whole the Jewish people are not worthy, then forget about it. He says, no. Shaloh Yirtzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to come to a time where God says, I can't handle this anymore. I've been thrown out of the Beis Hamikdash for so many years. I've been away from my land for so many years. It's time for me to come home. So I'm ready to come home, God says, and I'm going to do that at a certain point. Whether you're going to be worthy of coming along, that's the question, says R' Moshe Kudavero. And therefore he writes, Abel Sheyale Bedash Atiyah Tshua LeYisrael V'Sheretz B'Yadam. He says, someone's going to think that you're going to be a part of the redemption when you have a Sheretz B'Yadam, when you have all these Averis and terrible Machshavas and all the horrible things that we're engaged in. Zehevel, he says, that's nonsense. Who can believe such a thing? You think you're going to be a part of the tshuva, of the process of coming back to Eretz Yisrael with all the Sheretz B'Yadam? You think that's going to be what God wants? V'rabi mishavim le'yamazeh, says R' Moshe Kudavero, there are many people who are so much looking forward and anticipating this incredible day. Zeh yom asa Hashem, we look forward. When is the Geula going to come? We're so excited. V'lo yedu, and they don't know, he says. Shehu lahem choshech v'lo or. For so many of us, it's going to be a very dark moment. It's not going to be the moment of truth that we've been waiting for. It's not going to be the moment of glory that we all look forward to. Because God says, Lema'ani, Lema'ani e'aseh. I am doing this for myself, God says. And therefore, I will only do it with those who belong here. I will only do it with those who deserve to be a part of it. But with everyone else who is not deserving, with everyone else who perhaps is not really worthy of being a part of that ultimate redemption, we will figure out how to weed them out and make sure they are not a part of this reality. It's a very frightening statement, but based on this understanding, maybe that's the way we can reconcile the two parshios. Number one, in Parshas Nitzavim, we have the story that V'shavta at Hashem Elokecha, you do tshuva, and then God will take you back to Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, in Parshas Hazinu, the Ramban tells us we have the story that history will play itself out, the Jewish people are going to be punished, and then God's going to take them back to Eretz Yisrael without a tshuva process. So what's going on? The answer, perhaps, is suggested that, based on this understanding of the Mekubalim, the understanding is as follows. In Parshas Nitzavim, we're talking about the individual. If the individual wants to know, how can I be a part of the redemption? How can I be a part of that ultimate plan when God's going to take us back to Israel? V'shavta et Hashem Elokecha. You have a job. You have to make sure that individually you are going to live up to the standard that God sets for you. And in fact, if you look at Parshas Nitzavim, the psukim so clearly indicate that we're talking about the individual. The psukim say there, Pen yesh bachem ish o isha, o mishpacha, o shevet. The psukim are talking about an individual person or a family. Asher levavot poneh hayom me'im Hashem Elokeinu. Who says, I'm neglecting the presence of God. I'm not interested in following in the ways that God wants me to follow. V'yizborech b'levavo le'mor. And he says to himself, Shalom yeli. I'll be fine without God. What do I need him for? Lo yova Hashem sloach lo. God will not forgive such a person. The Torah goes on to tell us, such a person will not be forgiven for their sins. God is not going to take them along. Because there in Parshas Nitzavim, we're talking about the individual. When you talk about the individual, it's axiomatic that tshuva has to be a part of the redemptive process. If you're not going to do tshuva, God will not include you in that ultimate plan. In Parshas Hazina, we're talking about the Jewish people as a whole. The Jewish people as a whole, as the Ramban teaches us, will come back to Eretz Yisrael whether they like it or not. Whether we are going to be a part of it, that's a major question. We have to earn that right. We have to be worthy of such. But without that, even with or without the individual, the Jewish people as a whole will come back to Eretz Yisrael even without tshuva. And that's what this parsha talks about. That's what this parsha prophesizes, that we will come to a day when the Geula will come whether or not we feel worthy. Let me just close. If you look in the Haftorah for this week's parsha, we read a passage from Sefer Shoftim, and that's what we call the Shiras David. And very often people explain that the reason why we read Shiras David on this week's Parsha is because you read Shiras HaAzinu this week, so we read a Shira from Navi also this week. That's the Haftarah. Very often that's the easiest way to get out of the... Meaning there's a reason why every Haftarah is connected to a Parsha, so the easiest way to explain it is because we read a Shira in the Parsha, we should read a Shira in the Haftarah as well. But when you look carefully, there are so many differences between the Shiras HaAzinu that we read in the Parsha and the Shira of David HaMelech. And there, David HaMelech goes through all of the different things that happened in his lifetime, and he's thanking God for all the different times that he was saved. But David HaMelech writes that all of the salvation happened because of Tzidkusa U'Ma'asav. It all happened because of his good deeds, because of his righteousness. For example, in the Haftarah we're going to read, Yagmileni Hashem Kitzidkasi. God gave me according to my good deeds. Vayashev Hashem li kitzidkasi. God gave me according to my righteousness. Everything was based on the way I acted. That's the way God gave back to me. Why do we read that in this week's Parsha if it's against the way the Ramban explains the Shiras HaAzinu? The Ramban says in Shiras HaAzinu whether the Jewish people are going to do tshuva or not, we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So why do we read this Haftorah? This Haftorah is not at all similar to the Shiras HaAzinu, and the answer is very simple. Because this is the complement to the Parsha. The complement is, yes, the Jewish people as a whole will come back. Parshas HaAzinu teaches us they will come to Eretz Yisrael. There will come a time when God will say, enough is enough. I need to go back, lema'ani, for myself, for my own sake. Not for all of us, not for the Jewish people, but for myself. I need a Beis HaMikdash again. Whether each individual person is going to be worthy, that you have to know is like Parshas David. That's like Shiras David, which we read, Bitzidkusi. That's only dependent on whether I do tshuva, whether I'm worthy, whether I have good deeds, whether God really feels that I lived up to that standard that He set for me. Without that, the individual, as Rav Moshe Kudavura teaches, the individual will be left out of the process, will be left out of the equation. God will say, I have other ways of getting rid of them. I don't need them as part of this process. I can do without them. So this is something very important to think about when we come to the Parshas HaAzinu again, as the Ramban teaches us with the story of his Talmud Avner, as the Sifri teaches us in this week's Parsha. HaAzinu is L'Sha'avar, L'Asid, and L'Asid Lavo. This is something that speaks out all of the generations of the Jewish people. It speaks about our past, our present, and our future. And it's something that we have to study very carefully because there's so much in it that explains what we have endured and what we will endure in the coming years before Bias HaMashiach Yehi Ratzon. When we learn through this week's Parsha, it should be the will of Hashem that we have that incredible opportunity to once again live through that unbelievable promise of Ishav Hashem Elokecha, that God should bring us back to our land, even if unfortunately we might not be up to the standard, but God should have Ansabi Kitzidkusi. God should see some of our righteousness, some of our good deeds, some of what we want, some of what we wish for, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should answer us and should bring us our Geula HaAsida. Okay, let's go to Mincha.